So here we are today celebrating the first Sunday in Advent. Many people begin Advent thinking about Christmas, and so it is. This has long in the church been a season where we begin to focus on that first coming of Jesus as a tiny babe in a manger. And Advent has almost always been seen as a time when we prepare ourselves to celebrate that great feast. It is a feast that is hard to really understand fully when we think of it, and so we need this season of preparation to, in a sense, wrap our minds, but more importantly, wrap our hearts around what it is we celebrate on that great day, some 24 days away. But if that's all we think Advent is, we miss an important piece of what the church is trying to teach us. For the lessons today, particularly the gospel, don't sound very Christmassy at all. They don't sound very warm and fuzzy, like that wonderful story and all of the legends that we put around the Christ child at Christmas. Instead, Jesus' words sound rather harsh. They sound words of judgment. They sound words of the ending of things. But that's one aspect of what we celebrate today that is perhaps sometimes not quite in the front of our consciousness. And that is today, as the first Sunday of Advent, is the beginning of a new year of grace in the church. And so I bid you this morning, Happy New Year. Well, that may sound a little displaced, because most of us are sending greeting cards to our families and friends, and all of them say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and that is usually the order in which we understand it, that New Year's Day follows Christmas Day. It starts on January 1st. But for us who are disciples of Christ, we worship in a different calendar. We don't quite fit into the ways of the world. And so it has always been, and always should it be. St. Paul warns us continually about conforming our minds to the ways of this world. For if we do that, we will be distracted from the important task of following with our full mind and heart and even our bodies, of following the ways of the Lord Jesus. And so, almost in a countercultural way, we begin our new year today, at the beginning of December, not the beginning of January. So while the lessons in the liturgy of these last weeks have been about the things of the end, so to today we are reminded that all things that come to an end lead to a new beginning. So it is that today we begin again. We begin anew, but not without thinking about what has passed. It is a great wisdom for all of us that philosophers have taught from almost the beginning of recorded history that if you don't know your history, then you're not really going to be able to live into your future. And that is a curse in a lot of ways, because we often do think of our history and we often grow nostalgic for it. We want to stay there. Back in the day, we say. Back in the good old days, we often say. Well, in reality, the good old days, if you talk to people honestly, weren't so good. And we can get wrapped up in thinking about the future. That's kind of what Jesus is addressing in today's lesson. Thinking about all the things that are going to happen at the end of the age. and looking for signs and portents everywhere that's going to tell us with certainty when that's going to happen. And Jesus cautions us, don't do that either. Jesus tries to teach us, his disciples, to live in the moment. Oh, it doesn't mean live for the moment. That's a whole different thing. But live in the moment. Don't get wrapped up in thinking the things were so good in the past. And don't get wrapped up in worrying and planning for the future. Live today. Live in the moment. Acknowledge who you are right here and right now. You see, because when Jesus talks about the judgment that is to come, we often think of somehow God being some arbitrary judge sitting at a bench or on a throne and looking at us and saying, yeah, I like you, you go over there. Meh, you're not so good, you go over there. But it's not arbitrary at all. For in fact, God, although we call God our ultimate judge, is not a judge at all. For Jesus teaches us that we are our own judges. Oh, that doesn't mean that we have any kind of conflict of interest. The ways of the world would say that anybody who sits in judgment on themselves, they have a conflict there somehow, and it's not going to be an honest judgment. But that's exactly the point. It's that it is not we who judge ourselves, but it is the life that we live. Because that's what the judgment at the end of time is all about. It's about tearing away the veil that covers our eyes and revealing our hearts completely and totally as we have lived our lives day by day by day. And so it is in that judgment that we, in essence, are judging ourselves. Because if we have not followed Jesus totally and utterly with our hearts and minds and souls and bodies, that will be revealed. And the tally will be taken, not by God, who is a great accountant in the sky, but rather by ourselves. It is as if God will be holding up a mirror, and we will be able to see in truth who we are and what we have done, but more importantly, what we have been. That could fill us with quite some fear and trepidation. That could fill us with a lot of dis-ease, unease about what the future might portend. And so it is with the disciples in the gospel lessons. But Jesus doesn't let it lie there. He says something different. In today's lesson, he turns to his disciples and he uses a figure. He uses a parable. He talks about the fig tree, or any tree for that matter, he says. When you look at it and you see suddenly the shoots are coming forth, you realize that the tree will be in full leaf very, very soon. And the course of nature will take its way, and suddenly you will also bear fruit upon that tree. It happens year after year after year. Without thinking, without knowing, without planning. Maybe, just maybe, that's the way God wants us to live our lives as Jesus' disciples. That we live life in such a way that it becomes perfectly natural for us to bear the fruit of the kingdom of God. And we probably are already doing that. Just like in the spring, we seldom notice when the buds are coming on each and every tree that we encounter, we suddenly realize that the leaves are out and it's summertime. That's what Jesus is saying. Open your eyes. If you are worried about the coming of the kingdom of God, open your eyes. See that the kingdom of God is already well around you. It's already happening in each place and in each life and each time. Open your eyes, Jesus is telling us, to see not only the horrible things that are happening, the natural disasters, the great fires, and the violence that people work on one another. See also the wonderful good that is being done, the love that is being expended. Look at the charity, the selflessness of the people around you. See that the influence of the kingdom of God is already taking root in the hearts and minds of people everywhere around you. Jesus tells us about the time that the world will end, not to scare us, but in fact, to give us hope. To give us hope. That as we open our eyes and we see the wonderful values of the kingdom of God being rooted in our own lives here in this community and in places all around us and throughout the world, we begin to realize that all is not lost. And regardless of the violence, regardless of the selfishness, regardless of the disasters we might encounter, out of those realities bud forth the very graciousness and love of God. Look around. We can bewail the tragedies of great fires that swallow whole cities. But then look what follows. As people band together to rebuild, as people from faraway places send and come with supplies and energy to help those who have been afflicted. See those who come to visit those who are ill. See those who hold the hands of the ones that grieve. These are the signs of the kingdom of God already alive among us. And so this Advent season becomes not a time of fearing the end of things, but rather seeing new beginnings. New beginnings in the life and the love of Jesus. New beginnings as that life and love have a deep impact on our hearts and our minds and our souls. And through us, to the hearts and minds and souls of those who live among us. God is at work. That is the message of Jesus for us these days. That no matter how bad things seem to be getting, they've always been that way. But now it is time to see that God is making things anew. Beginning with that first coming of Jesus as a tender babe lying in the manger, to this very day, thousands of years later, the work of God has never ceased. God has never abandoned us. God is with us always. All we need to do is open our eyes. See the trees among us and how every spring they come back to life and they bring new fruit for our enjoyment. So too is it with God's ways, that when we experience hardship, when we experience difficulty, sadness, or grief, that God is with us. God is ready, always working to transform us, to allow those buds of hope to flourish and to bring us fruit in due season. This is the beginning. The beginning of another season of grace, The beginning of a time when God's grace can change and transform our inner lives. Allow the work of God to happen in you. And when you do, you too will bear great fruit in due season. Allow God's work by opening your eyes.